48. Exercise 9.
Are Your Clothes Legal? By Melinda Manchester. In the 1950s, it was tight blue jeans and leather jackets. In the 1960s, it was short miniskirts and bikinis. And in the 21st century, it's sagging jeans and hoods. Fashion has always been controversial. But is it a good idea to have laws against certain fashions? Some people think it is. In some places in the United States, sagging pants, trousers, are illegal. People in these places think these pants are indecent and offensive. In Delcom, Louisiana, wearing these pants can be very expensive. It can cost you $500 or time in prison. Some people think the law is a good idea, but not everyone agrees. Some people think fashion is a form of personal expression, and people should wear what they like. In the UK, hoods are a problem. People wearing hoods have got a bad reputation, because criminals often wear hoods, hats and helmets to hide their identities. This isn't new. In the 1700s, King Carlos III of Spain did not permit the wearing of big hats to protect the citizens of Spain. Now many UK shopping centres and pubs are doing the same thing. Policemen and shop owners think a law against hoods is a good idea. But other people think crime is the problem, not fashion. Prohibiting an item of clothing won't make the streets safe. Comments.
Our local shopping centre in London prohibited hoods in 2005. It has got 50% less crime than before and more customers. Andrea Lippmann, London, England.
Prohibiting hoods is the most ridiculous idea in the world. There's nothing better than a warm, comfortable hood on a rainy day. Holly Manchild, Atlanta, Georgia.
Is it right to have rules prohibiting certain clothes? Why do some restaurants prohibit flip-flops, for example? Can't we just wear whatever we want, wherever we want? Richard Martin, Detroit, Michigan.
What's wrong with sagging pants? I think sagging pants are more modest than a miniskirt. Leroy Burke, Toronto, Canada.